It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Influencing DC from the other side of the pond.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Just as campaign season is about to start heating up, word that one of the biggest corporate donors to political candidates in the United States is a British defense contractor. BAE has given more than $650,000 to fund candidates in America's upcoming congressional elections. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The donations are perfectly legal. Under U.S. law, American subsidiaries of foreign companies can raise political donations from their American employees. BAE has done that to the full. The company is now among the top 20 political donors in the U.S. It's even outspent such American giants as Microsoft, ExxonMobil and Citigroup. This is not that surprising, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank. BAE, though officially British, is now a major supplier to the Pentagon.
It sees itself primarily now as an American company. It behaves as an American company, and as an American company in the defense area, it has to buy political support.
The three biggest beneficiaries of BAE's largesse serve on defense and appropriations committees in Congress. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
From the Does Anyone Talk Face-to-Face Anymore department, the Chinese government says people there now carry 431 million cell phones. The number of mobile phone users in China is growing at a fast clip, with a 45% increase in just a year. Here in the U.S., trouble at one of the major wireless carriers. Sprint Nextel's chief operating officer is stepping down. The company's under the gun to improve performance after two disappointing quarters. It's been a year since Sprint merged with Nextel. Just when it looked like airfares might take off again, United and American Airlines are doing a 180. They've been backed away from raising business fares by $5 for one-way trips and $10 for round trips. Marketplace's Bob Moon reports that may not necessarily be bad news for the airlines.
So what if the fare increase didn't stick? As industry expert Terry Tripler sees it, just the attempt by United, American, and Delta to raise business fares suggests they're getting a firmer hand on the controls.
The airlines have gained some pricing power. Started last Thanksgiving, and it has continued on. And this recent attempt to increase fares shows that pricing power is still there.
That may seem counterintuitive, but Tripler sees the glass as half full, since this has all played out a little more than a week after heightened security concerns.
Many of us would not have been surprised to see a big sale or airfares drop. Instead, the opposite occurred means good news for the industry.
Indeed, with three of the major airlines so quick to nibble at the idea, Tripler says fares could yet rise.
I would not be surprised to see an attempt made this coming weekend or the weekend after.
Tripler says the airlines have been more successful than not in nudging fares up during the past year. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The Bulls took a vacation from Wall Street on Monday. The Dow closed down 36 to 11,345. The Nasdaq closed down 16 and the S&P was down 5. And you are listening to Marketplace. Car manufacturing accounts for 10% of all production in Mexico. This week, 9,700 VW workers went on strike again. Dan Gretsch reports.
This is the third time in 5 years that workers at the Volkswagen plant in Puebla, Mexico, have gone on strike. They're asking for an 8.5% raise. The plant produces about 1,500 cars a day, including the new Beetle. Most of those cars are then sold in the U.S. Eric Farnsworth is with the Council of the Americas, a business association that includes Volkswagen. He says Mexico has come to rely on car making.
The proximity of Mexico to the largest economy in the world is certainly something that Mexico has appropriately taken advantage of.
The Volkswagen workers have organized successful strikes before. 2 years ago, they staged a four-day stoppage that ended with a 4.5% wage increase. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
And you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters. The facts without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. Do a search on AOL and the phrase accidental release of personal information. You'll get this result: fired. There are reports three AOL employees, including the chief technology officer, are no longer with the company. AOL caught some heat a couple of weeks ago after 19 million search records were accidentally made public, which wouldn't have been so bad, except it wasn't so hard to figure out who the 650,000 AOL subscribers that did the searching were. Tower Records is going belly up. The record chain has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 3 years. This time it wants to sell its 89 stores through a court-supervised auction. Who would want them in an age of digital downloads isn't clear. Things can't get much worse for Dell Computers. Its shares sank more than 7% last week on a 51% decline in quarterly profits, and it disclosed a federal accounting probe. Then there's the matter of the unprecedented recall of notebook PC batteries that have a tendency to make laptops burst into flames. Commentator Jeff Steinbrink weighs in.
It can't be good news that some Dell computers are bursting into flames. That's not the sort of performance you want in a laptop, particularly when it's in your lap. But let's not be too quick to throw cold water on the notion that a little spontaneous combustion might be just what a few familiar household objects deserve. Of course I'd be annoyed if my PowerBook caught fire, especially if my alarm clock, which I dearly loved to see go up in flames, just kept ticking coolly away when it did. Why don't we ever hear about alarm clocks melting down? Or calculators? When it's tax time and you're trying to hammer some sense into, say, your spending habits, tell me you wouldn't get a little spark of satisfaction out of watching your calculator blow itself to smithereens. Suppose your cell phone heated up if you used it while you were driving. You could get away with a couple minutes of conversation, a quick cry for help in a real emergency, for instance. But try yip-yapping with one of your homeboys just to kill time, and you'd get burned. Or suppose that on any given night, your fourth or fifth mojito would spontaneously bubble out of its cute little glass and shoot like a geyser to the ceiling. Better your drink gets lit than you do. Or how about a credit card that gets warmer as it piles on debt? Behave yourself, and it simmers in a pleasant, toasty way in your wallet. Cashiers will take it from you with a knowing smile. Go seriously into the red, and it begins to smolder. Cashiers will handle you with tongs. Go deeper, and it literally burns a hole in your pocket. Come to think of it, I wouldn't mind seeing a few members of Congress's pants catch fire now and then. But that's a lot to hope for, spontaneous combustion-wise. I'll settle for my alarm clock being devoured by a tongue of flame. Let's get the lab coats at Dell working on that.
Jeff Steinbrink teaches creative writing and American literature at Franklin and Marshall College. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
These days, the West Texas town of...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too.
Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.